This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 151 for Friday, November 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Friday morning, getting pressure from sharp declines in global crude oil prices. The January contract loses $5.20 at $856.50 per ton, and the March contract gives up $4.30 at $845.40 per ton. Gains in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed are attempting to provide support. The Malaysian palm oil market is closed today. Meanwhile, large crush margins continue to underpin canola values. The Canadian Grain Commission reports that canola exports for the week ending November 13th grew by more than 46% at nearly 295,000 tons. The year-to-date exports are just short of 2.1 million tons, about 8.5% more than this time last year. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday morning. The loonie slips to 74.64 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 74.91. The Biden administration is attempting to avert a strike by railway workers in the United States by brokering a deal with the two unions involved. The union membership will vote on a tentative deal this weekend. Grain movement in the U.S. by river barge is already severely hampered by extremely low water levels on the Mississippi. Drought in several key growing areas of the U.S. is becoming more worrisome if there isn't sufficient rains in the near future. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reports that 12% of Argentina's projected 41.3 million acres of soybeans have been planted. That's less than half the planted area compared to a year ago. There are concerns that dry conditions will continue to hamper the seeding of this year's soybean crop. Ukraine reports that its harvest is 81% complete. Grain exports out of Ukraine are expected to remain at the same levels under the renewed Black Sea Export Agreement unless more ports are added. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday. The January contract adds 7 cents at $14.24 per bushel. December soy oil rises almost 2-tenths of a cent at 72.29 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal tax on $5.10 at $410.80 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher, with the December contract up 2 cents at $6.69.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its December contract down 3 cents at $3.91. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago December is up 3 cents at $8.10. Kansas City December bumps up a half cent at $9.38.5. And Minneapolis December eases back 0.75 cents at $9.53. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, November 18th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.